The Washington County Board of Supervisors unanimously supported two measures Friday related to the cultivation of medical marijuana. The first supported the siting of a medical marijuana cultivation center in the county under New York's Compassionate Care Act. Supervisors say the measure recognized the county's agricultural history, the need for jobs, and potential benefit from excise and sales tax revenues. The second measure was in support of a project by Compassionate Relief Centers of New York, Inc. to operate a growing facility at the Washington County Agribusiness Park, the site of a former mushroom farm on Route 313 in the town of Jackson. Ted Berndt is president of Compassionate Relief Centers.
We have a great facility in Washington County here in the town of Jackson. There's a rich tradition of agriculture here in Washington County, also medical device, and we think the future is plant-based medicine.
Berndt, along with partner Stephen Lula, have been working to gather support for their business from local communities as New York readies its final guidelines for the cultivation and distribution of the drug. The company is hoping to open 4 dispensaries throughout the state. Company CFO Stephen Lula said if his business was awarded a cultivation and distribution license from the state, it would be able to start right away.
We anticipate we could start putting seeds in the ground, in the soil, within 2 months, and it's pretty much a 3-month growth cycle. And then New York doesn't allow flower, so everything would have to be extracted and processed into medicinal form. There's no smoking of flowers in New York State.
Under New York's law, medical cannabis will be available by January 1st, 2016. Cambridge supervisor Catherine Fedler was enthusiastic in her support for the project.
These guys have been very aggressive right from the get-go. They've worked very hard to contact all of the local leaders and all of the local politicians here and at the state level, and they seem to be working very hard to do their homework and doing the best they can.
Jackson supervisor Alan Brown thinks siting a medical marijuana growing facility is a smart move for the county and would benefit those in need of treatment that cannot yet be purchased legally in New York. Brown was confident the project on Route 313 would also be secure.
As far as I can tell, there's no one in the town of Jackson that's worried about the security. The state of New York monitors the security, approves of the security plan.
Berndt said he's continuing to prepare as Compassionate Relief Centers awaits the state's request for proposals.
Next week, we meet with law enforcement here in Washington County with both the sheriff and the state police and public safety. We're doing some other things as far as rounding out our management team and working on some other things as far as a labor peace agreement.
No members of the public in attendance at the Board of Supervisors meeting voiced opposition to either measure. In neighboring Warren County, the company Etain is also vying for one of New York's 5 licenses to grow medical marijuana from a facility off Route 9 in Chester. Also at Friday's Washington County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board passed a resolution to allow the sale of sparklers and other sparkling devices. Last November, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the law lifting the ban on sparklers, which can now be sold between December 26th through January 1st and June 1st through July 5th. Local governments must approve the sale and use of sparklers. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.